What is the difference between an obstacle and an opportunity? Our attitude toward it. J. Sidlow Baxter.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
You may have heard before that essential oils are unique in their ability to cross the blood-brain barrier. What does that mean, and how can we apply that knowledge in real life? Well, today on the show, we talk to health and wellness expert Kelly Oster, who shares her experience of helping her stepfather through the past 8 years after being diagnosed with a fast-progressing type of dementia. We'll explore essential oils, brain health, dementia, Alzheimer's, and so much more on today's episode of the Essential Oil Revolution. Before we dive in, of course, allow me to share my favorite oil from this week. We've had a pretty big week and actually month here at the Essential Oil Revolution. We recently launched our Healthy Home Makeover program. I flew out to LA to speak at a rally about essential oils and toxic ingredients in cosmetics and the beauty care industry. Just a lot happening with life and business lately. And it's pushed me to a point that I haven't quite been pushed to yet as an entrepreneur. It's been wonderful, but it's also been tough. And something that's helped me through these past couple weeks, build up my confidence, help me learn how to really reach my highest potential is a blend called Highest Potential. It's a Young Living blend. It's got a lot of different oils in it, including blue cypress, ylang ylang, jasmine, cedarwood, geranium, northern lights black spruce, sandalwood, blue tansy, and a bunch more. I'm not even going to list them all out. But Highest Potential is a blend. It's got a beautiful smell. You can use it somewhat as a perfume, and it sort of raises your whole vibration up. And for me, I always respond to it so well. It gives me a boost of confidence and it opens up my mind and my spirit to be more receptive to reaching that next level, whatever that is. I like to add a few drops to the palms of my hand, rub my hands together, and then brush it through my hair so that I sort of just smell it everywhere I go. It wafts around me, and sometimes I'll add a drop to my wrist as well. So that's my favorite oil of the week. And then, of course, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's recipe comes from Alexa Fuchs in Madison, Wisconsin, and the recipe is called the Pre-Yoga Blend. To make the Pre-Yoga Blend, in a 10 milliliter roller bottle, add the following: 8 drops ylang ylang, 8 drops frankincense, 5 drops patchouli, and 4 drops peace and calming essential oil blend. Fill to the top with a carrier oil of your choice and enjoy. Thank you so much for your recipe, Alexa. If you have your own recipe to share on the show, email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com and you'll be entered to win one of our monthly giveaways of a free bottle of orange essential oil and our chemical-free essential oil recipe ebook.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
I'm here with the lovely Kelly Oster, who has been working in health and wellness for over 15 years and currently works for a company that specializes in natural brain health. She loves teaching about essential oils and the role they play on our bodies and our minds. And she provides private coaching and education for people looking to become the best versions of themselves. Kelly, it's such a pleasure having you here with us today. How are you?
I'm great, Samantha, and I'm very excited to be here.
I want to start with your coaching work first and foremost. Explain a little bit about the coaching work that you do and how you got started.
With my coaching work, I've actually been a coach pretty much right out of college. So I started with nutritional coaching and behavioral management. I moved into business development and leadership training. And then I, just a couple years ago, started my path onto brain health and coaching with brain health and mind.
Mm-hmm. Why brain health? What specifically inspired you to focus on that?
Well, brain health actually played a really important role in our life. 8 years ago, my stepfather was diagnosed with dementia, and it was a frontal lobe dementia, which is pretty rare. However, it's a very fast progressing dementia. And about 4 years ago, it was brought to me if I would, through my company that I work through now, would like to take some courses on brain health and how everybody can go about improving their brain health and lessening or, you know, not making it as quick the onsets of a dementia or memory loss of old age or any type of disease that causes our brains to slow down.
Right.
And of course, I jumped right in it.
Yeah. Well, I think that most people, especially as we get into older age, one of their biggest fears is losing their mental capacity, right? I was just watching the documentary about Bill Gates that's on Netflix right now. And they asked, you know, what's your biggest fear? And I can't remember exactly his words, but it was something to the effect of, I just don't want to lose my brain, right? I don't want to become like I don't care if I'm physically incapable, but if I'm mentally incapable, like that's my biggest fear. And I think a lot of people feel that way. And how much do you know about the rates of things like Alzheimer's and dementia? And what's the research saying as to why this is happening so much?
That is okay. So last summer I went to a Alzheimer's convention, and I don't have specific numbers on how many people actually get dementia or Alzheimer's because of the different ages. There's other things that can happen to you that maybe you would have gotten dementia at a later time, but we don't have that data. Mm. So I don't have for sure exactly how many people actually get dementia. But what I do know is that is not specific to any one culture or country in the world. Mm. So everybody at the same rate in every country will get this. Now, there is one country in South America that actually has a higher rate, and they've done lots of studies and they cannot determine why it is. Most likely it's a gene factor. Mm. There are two different types of Alzheimer's. One is where your environment plays a huge role in getting the disease. And the other is where you actually have a gene in your body that will at some point grow to develop your Alzheimer's or dementia, depending on what it is.
And when you say environment, explain that.
So that could be things like smoking, heavy drinking, being in a city that's really compacted where you are exposed to a lot of toxins, don't get a lot of green space. There's actually 8 different areas that we need to keep our brain healthy from that type of dementia. And what they are is obviously good diet and nutrition, making sure that we're getting a nice balanced nutrition. I'm not saying that we have to cut out everything completely, but making sure that we're getting a variety of fresh fruits and vegetables, high quality proteins, things like that.
I'd imagine omegas are a big deal in the brain health world as well.
Absolutely. Making sure that we're getting those healthy fats, direct correlation to brain health just in general, because there is more than dementia and Alzheimer's. There is just memory loss. And that is a different type of something of brain health that we can go into. That's like a whole nother story. But some of those other 8 factors would be mental stimulation. There are a lot of people in this world that do not get the proper mental stimulation that they need, especially older people who spend a lot of time at home, don't have a lot of friends that maybe are still alive or family members that reach out, or people who are retired who don't actually stimulate their brain. You know, maybe they just watch TV instead of doing things like word puzzles and actually going out, which is another one, social interaction.
Right.
It is amazing the importance of social interaction in your life.
Yeah.
Feeling valued in society, whether it's, you know, a Facebook community actually does count, but also, you know, volunteering in your community or just having friends that you go and meet coffee with really plays an important role with your brain health.
Right. And it's interesting you mentioned the Facebook communities. Like I'm a part of a lot of Facebook communities that I adore. You know, I have my essential oil communities that we, you know, it's like our own private little world and society in there, and we interact all the time, but that is different than real life interaction, right? And when I look at especially teenagers growing up in this age who are learning basically most of their communication skills through texting and Snapchat and all these social media things, and I wonder what effect that is having on just their ability to interact in real life. And I suppose it's too early to know what effects that might have long term on their brain health.
Well, you know what? It does play a role. And one of the next areas that we really need to focus on for proper brain health is environment. And even though the social interaction is really important, getting outside for fresh air, touching the ground and having grass to walk in and trees to see actually stimulates different areas of the brain that contributes to overall brain health and actually physical well-being as well.
Right.
So yes, those social interactions are very positive on the computer, but if you don't get outside, it's definitely going to affect you as well.
Yeah. Well, I know you've got different areas that you could go in, and there's so much that we could go tackle in this topic of brain health, memory, dementia, Alzheimer's, all these things. But I want to focus now on essential oils. What role can essential oils play in this picture of brain health?
Well, essential oils are nature's way of helping us balance our body and mind. Neurological anatomy shows that our sense of smell activates this ancient part of our brain, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard of, the limbic system. And it is the center of all emotions. So the essential oils, what they do is they really help with areas more so in supporting people with dementia, people with Alzheimer's, and people who are starting to feel that they have a lot of memory loss and who are stressed. Memory loss comes with also a response of stress. Everybody knows that there's a lot of stress in the world versus 10, 15 years ago, maybe not a lot more, but just different. And our stress responses can become a lot stronger and a lot more frequent. So some of the essential oils that really help with calming your system down, balancing your emotions, and really helping to stimulate the different areas in your brain, the top one being lavender. It is obviously great for calming. It is a great one for balancing strong emotions. So if you're, starts feeling yourself getting wound up, lavender is something that we go to a lot, especially in coaching. There's a lot of behavior changes that we need to make or emotional response changes that we make. And lavender is one of the ones that we go to just to help get to that calm level so that we can continue. And that helps our brain to really make that distinction of, okay, I'm going to bring the body down and then we can go ahead and continue to focus on different behavior changes. Another one is peppermint. That's helps stimulate the mind, but as it stimulates the mind, it also calms nerves. It is best used actually in the morning time and throughout the day, of course, but it is something that really opens up the vessels and really helps the oxygen get into the system. So inhaling it or putting in a bath, I know I put it in my tea every morning, that really helps as well.
I'm back with Kelly Oster, and we are talking all about essential oils for memory, brain health, mindset, all the things. I want to pick back up, Kelly, with your dad's experience, if you don't mind sharing some of that personal journey you've had with him and how essential oils have played a role.
Absolutely. So with my stepfather, what we found from early on is giving him a mixture of lemon balm, which is Melissa, and rosemary. And we would just roll it on the bottom of his feet because we couldn't guarantee that if we put it on his wrist that he wouldn't rub it in his eyes or anything. Mm-hmm. But with that, it actually, the Melissa and rosemary, they are calming, relaxing. However, they also stimulating to the brain as well. They actually cross that blood barrier and reach the hippocampus, and they really support the memory, and they also support that stress response for him to be able to calm down and be able to put himself into a place where he could communicate a little bit easier with us. Mm. One of the things with dementia is the communication challenge you have with them, and being able to, we would give it to him in the morning on his feet, but you know what, in the afternoon, called sundowning, is a very popular time for dementia patients to get very agitated and they want to walk and do all these things. So we would just roll it on the back of his neck and it would really help with that process. We were able to find that we were able to keep him home a lot longer than most people do with the dementia and Alzheimer's. So yeah. It definitely was supportive.
Yeah. So you're saying that he was able to stay home longer. At what point do dementia patients typically need to leave the home and go into more full-time care situations?
Well, it really depends on the caregiver themselves. You know, if somebody is highly trained in caregiving, obviously they could see them through to the end. But your standard everyday care person, like my mom, usually you would take them in maybe stage four, maybe stage five. However, with this protocol that we were using, it allowed us to keep him home till through stage seven.
Wow.
So it really made a big difference.
Yeah. And one of the reasons you mentioned of essential oils being so helpful for the brain is their ability to pass that blood-brain barrier. So for those unfamiliar with that term and really how unique that is for a substance to be able to do that, what do you say on that?
Well, there are not a lot of medications out there. Actually, there are no medications currently that are able to pass through that blood-brain barrier.
No pharmaceuticals, you're saying?
No pharmaceuticals,
right.
Exactly. That are able to cross that blood-brain barrier. And that's one of the reasons why we have such a hard time finding the cure for Alzheimer's and dementia. So having the essential oils that do cross that and are able to help support the brain inside really can affect, and with more studying, can really help as generations go by, so that we can learn more about the disease and hopefully continue to, in some people, delay it. The way that the blood-brain barrier works is it actually protects us from large molecules passing into the brain. Our brain is the center of everything we do. It controls all of our organs, our thoughts, all of the responses that we do on a daily basis. So pharmaceuticals are a certain size and they cannot pass through that barrier. Now, essential oils are very, very small molecules and have the ability to pass through that blood-brain barrier to areas of the brain that we are just now starting to understand. The benefits of the essential oil can have great influence on many areas of the brain, and we're just starting to understand them all.
Right. It'd be great to see more research and science going into that. I think there's so many potential applications. So it'd be cool to see, science catch up one day.
Especially with Alzheimer's and dementia being such a large part of our population and people who are getting it younger and younger. So as we get through the different research and see how that grows, hopefully we'll be able to come up with a cure someday and maybe even working with essential oils to help it so that we can maybe even eliminate that process before it even gets started.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
There's one more oil that I wanted to mention that we like to bring up because not just for people with Alzheimer's or dementia, but it's also good for caregivers, is ylang ylang. And one of the reasons we like to bring that up, it is a stimulant, but it is also helps people with that struggling mentality to help soothe them, calm them, and really put them in a place where they are able to be better caregivers until that time when, you know, they do need to think about other care opportunities. One of the biggest things that caregivers do is start focusing more on the other person than themselves. And that can actually be just as detrimental to them as it is to the person that they're taking care of. Mm-hmm. So ylang ylang is a big one for that.
And how would you use that as a caregiver? Roll it on, diffuse it, whatnot?
I would do it all.
Yeah.
Because it's several points. I think we did it all and multiple places during the day. So you can also put it in your bath. I like to mix it with Melissa. And when you're diffusing it with Melissa and the ylang ylang as the caregiver and as the patient, you're both, you know, benefiting from that.
Well, I love this idea of using the essential oils, not just on patients, but caregivers too. And as a caregiver, having that positive mindset can be really, really challenging. And I know the work you do with a lot of your personal clients, Kelly, is around mindset. So tell us a little bit more about that. And also, how can essential oils play a role in helping us shift our mindsets?
So mindsets in our coaching sessions, one-on-one, we do a lot of mindsets with people who are obviously the biggest one, taking care of others before they take care of them. And we use essential oils to actually put that environment out there as stress-free and to help them with knowing that they need to stop. They need to make sure that their needs are being met, as well as making sure that they're in good enough health to take care of their family or friend or whoever they're taking care of. Some of the other things that we do for mindset coaching would be on and off mentality. You know, we do a lot of that in, you know, people who want to set goals. An example comes to my mind with physical activity or diet nutrition. You know, I'll start my diet on Monday, right? Mm-hmm. But today I'm not. So that's that on and off mentality. Then, of course, we work with progress and not perfection as well. Essential oils plays a huge role in really when we go to enact that behavior that we want to change. If we smell the oil, knowing right before we're going to do that behavior, we take a smell of, you know, peppermint, it helps us to change our mindset, put us at ease, and be able to choose the better behavior that we want to continue to do versus letting our emotions get in the way. Mm. So we do a lot of that with essential oils. And as we go through, I have several recipes that or blends that I like to do to give to my clients on, you know, focus and attention and just fun little recipes that they can make in their diffusers. So
yeah. Do you want to share maybe one of your favorites for us?
Absolutely. So my favorite is actually the Success Blend, and that's 2 drops of bergamot, 2 drops of cinnamon, and 2 drops of peppermint. And I know it sounds like a really weird mix, but it is stimulates and calms all at the same time with that wonderful citrus smell in there. So it is amazing how much it can just take you from that, oh my gosh, I have to do this presentation, to, okay, I can do this presentation. Mm-hmm. Let's go, mm-hmm. You know.
I love that. And I love what you said earlier as well about progress over perfection. I think that having that growth mindset and looking at the progress you've made and focusing on those little baby steps is just such a healthy and sustainable way, as opposed to just focusing on that end goal and perfectionism all the time.
Exactly. Because if nobody's ever going to be perfect, and it's always a process in everything you do. So we just have to let go of that perfection mindset and just do it. Just do the process.
Awesome. Well, I love all of the amazing oily tips that you've given us and great insights into brain health, Alzheimer's, dementia. Thank you so much for sharing that knowledge with us. I know you have so much more you could say, but before you go, we love to ask you our closing question. I know, Kelly, you do a lot of work taking care of other people and coaching people to live their best lives, but what are some things you make sure you do every day to take care of you?
In the morning time, I always make sure that I set aside 15 minutes. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but that's about as much as that I can fit into my lifestyle. But I wake up, I, first of all, you know, put on my white Angelica, and then I put on my Valor, and then I drink my Ningxia shot. And then I take a few minutes just to plan out my day and find, you know, stick in there anything that I may need to do for me. Then I go back and plan out the day for who I have to take care of, what work I have to get done, and all those things. But just that little bit of time makes a big difference into our lives, to just get ourselves organized, settled, and into the mindset that we need for that day. Mm.
And Kelly, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
That would be that perfection mindset to be gone, right? Mm. It's always progress. Nobody's perfect, and we are the best we can do and be, and just make sure that you're not comparing to others. So I think that's the biggest mindset that we can ditch right now. Mm.
Compare and despair. That's what I say.
I love that.
I enjoy to teach that to my kids as well, which is quite difficult. They like to compare a lot.
Our society does. Yeah. It's just what we do. So Ditching it is the best.
Right. And how can people get in touch with you, Kelly, if they want to learn more about what you do?
You can visit me on my website at kellyoster.com. I actually have a downloadable on there of some of my oil recipes or blends that I use. So those are free. You're able to reach out and grab those. Or you can reach me on Facebook at Kelly Oster or Instagram at oster.kellyk.
All right. And that's Oster, O-S-T-E-R, Kelly, K-E-L-L-I. Thank you so much, Kelly. It's been a pleasure having you here with us on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Thank you, Samantha.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you're subscribed to the show. And while you're at it, leave us a rating and review. We'll catch you again next week, where we'll be interviewing Angela Sidlow on the topic of essential oils and menopause. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.